And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 10th of August, 2016. It was on this day, 1519, the explorer Ferdinand Magellan set off to sail around the world with a fleet of 5 ships and 270 men. They set sail from Seville, heading to the west. He became the first European to enter the Pacific Ocean from the east, and he's the one who gave it the name because it was so much calmer than the Atlantic. He did not make it around the world. He got involved in tribal warfare in the Philippine Islands. He died in a battle in April of that year. The fleet continued without him, and they got back to Seville September 1522 with 1 ship and 18 men. It was on this date in 1793 the Louvre opened as a public museum on the right bank of the Seine in Paris. It had been a palace, but the French Revolution was in full swing. 1793, Louis XVI had been imprisoned by the National Assembly, which had seized the buildings and its contents, and it was open to the public. Today it's the world's largest museum. It's the birthday of the poet Joyce Sutphen, St. Joseph, Minnesota, 1949. Grew up on her parents' farm with 9 brothers and sisters. Got her doctorate in Renaissance drama, and then on a break from her studies overseas, she sat down and found herself writing poetry. Joyce Sutphen, who said, "Poetry makes the world real for me. In the end, it isn't hard. When I sit down to write a poem, one thing just leads to another." It's the birthday of the novelist Suzanne Collins, Hartford, 1962. She'd written a children's book series called The Underland Chronicles when she was struck by the similarity between reality television and the coverage of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And she turned that into a trilogy about a future North America in which young people are forced to fight to the death for their country's amusement. It was The Hunger Games, came out in 2008. And it's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Binyon, born Lancaster, England, 1869, famous for his poem For the Fallen, written about the dead of World War I. "They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning we will remember them." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, My Luck. When I was 5, my father, who loved me, ran me over with a medium-sized farm tractor. I was lucky, though. I tripped and slipped into a small depression, which caused the wheels to tread lightly on my leg, which had already been broken when I was 3 by a big dog who liked to play rough. And when I was 9, I fell from the second-floor balcony onto the cement by the back steps. And as I went down, I saw my life go by and thought, this is exactly how Wile E. Coyote feels every time. Luckily, I mostly landed on my feet and only had to go on crutches for a few months in the 5th grade, and shortly after that, my father, against his better judgment, bought the horse I'd wanted for so long. All the rest of my luck has to do with highways and ice, things that could have happened but didn't. My Luck, a poem by Joyce Sutphen from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.